The rich step up. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. One of the casualties of the recent budget cuts is that the White House tours have been canceled. Spokesman Jay Carney knows that a lot of tourists will be disappointed.
The Secret Service presented options. The White House made the decision that we would unfortunately have to temporarily suspend these tours.
Well, on the Fox News channel, Eric Bolling, former commodities trader turned talk show host, proposed a solution.
Word is it'll cost around $74,000. If I can get the White House doors open, I'll pick up the tab. Mr. Carney, you know this is an offer you can't refuse. Give me a call.
Mr. Bolling hosts a show called The Five, and his other four panelists seem stunned by this.
I think we just realized that The Five isn't your primary source of income.
What if Kimberly and I volunteered to do the tours? Can we get in on that scratch?
But he says he's serious about this.
I will absolutely write the check.
And if that's what it takes, if well-off Americans would rather pay a la carte instead of the additional taxes the president wants, why not take the deal? In fact, since Congress can't pass a budget, since the president is so desperate he started treating the members to fancy meals, plying them with lobster thermidor, a pox on them all. They had their chance. We have the internet now. The White House simply posts a list of the cuts, and anybody with money who feels strongly about them can use one-click ordering to put it on their PayPal account. It's no more arbitrary than what's going on already. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.